Notorious Sicilian Mafia Boss Matteo Messina Denaro Dead at 61. By Elaine Mallon on September 25, 2023. Matteo Messina Denaro, the notorious orchestrator behind some of the Sicilian Mafia's most brutal murders, reportedly passed away on Monday while in a prison hospital ward. Investigators had long regarded Messina Denaro, aged 61, as one of the Mafia's most influential leaders. For over three decades, he managed to evade law enforcement, largely residing in western Sicily, his stronghold, with the assistance of complicit locals. However, his requirement for colon cancer treatment ultimately resulted in his apprehension on January 16, 2023. He passed away a little past 2 a.m., and doctors reported he had been in a coma since Friday, according to Italian reports. "You shouldn't deny prayers to anyone, but I can't say I am sorry," Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini wrote on Instagram. As a fugitive, Messina Denaro was tried and found guilty in absentia of numerous murder charges. Among these convictions was his participation, alongside other Cosa Nostra leaders, in plotting the devastating 1992 bombings that claimed the lives of Italy's foremost anti-mafia prosecutors, Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino. Messina Denaro was part of a group of high-ranking Cosa Nostra leaders found guilty of orchestrating a series of bombings in 1993. These attacks targeted two churches in Rome, the Uffizi Galleries in Florence, and an art gallery in Milan. Tragically, these bombings resulted in the loss of 10 lives in Florence and Milan combined. He played a role in orchestrating the abduction of 12-year-old Giuseppe Di Matteo, with the intent of deterring the boy's father from testifying against the mafia. Giuseppe was held captive for 2 years before he was murdered, Reuters reported. Messina Denaro never married, but he did have a daughter, whom he met after being captured. According to a government official, his remains are anticipated to be transported to Sicily in the forthcoming days for an exclusively private funeral.